If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
I'm Peter Rosenberger, and many years ago when my wife, Gracie, became a double amputee, she saw the importance of quality prosthetics. She saw the importance of a support team and people that could help her regain her life after losing both legs. And she had this vision of creating an organization that would help others do the very same thing while pointing them to Christ. And for more than 17 years, we've been doing just that. We purchase supplies, we send equipment, and we train, and we send teams over to West Africa. We've been working with the country of Ghana, several clinics over there now. And each week, more people walk because of Gracie's vision. In 2011, we launched a new program outreach to family caregivers. Drawing on my now 36-plus years as Gracie's caregiver through a medical nightmare, I offer insights I've learned, all of it the hard way, to fellow caregivers to help them stay strong and healthy while taking care of someone who is not. If you want to be a part of this, go out to standingwithhope.com/giving. Standingwithhope.com/giving. Help us do more. At Standing with Hope, we're reaching the wounded and those who care for them. Standingwithhope.com/giving.
Take my hand, lean on me, we will stay.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the program for you as a family caregiver. That is my wife, Gracie, from her CD, Resilient, and I love that voice, but let me tell you something about that voice. We've almost lost that voice numerous times, and have you ever had your loved one choke? I've had that with Gracie several times, and I had to do the Heimlich maneuver on her several times, and if I hadn't been there, her voice would have been silenced, and that's just... it's a frightening thing. It's hard to do the Heimlich maneuver on somebody who is a double amputee. And it is very frightening. It's very scary. You can't get to them as easy if they're in their wheelchair or even if they're just sitting in a chair in their bed and they don't have their legs on. Think about the folks that are dealing with paralysis, mobility impairments, and so forth. And you get into this high adrenaline situation and I'm bigger than Gracie, so I could easily hurt her. And there are a lot of different factors involved in this. And so this is a struggle until now. And I found an extraordinary product, and you've probably heard about this, and I am thrilled to have the CEO of this company on the program with me. It's called LifeVac, and I bought one of these. And I've got one. I just got it in the mail yesterday, Arthur. This is Arthur Lee. He is the CEO, founder of this. You can even hear it in its plastic wrap, Arthur. Can you hear that? And
yeah.
So I've got it right here, and I want you to. So please welcome Arthur Lee. Arthur, I'm so grateful to have you here and talk about this, because the people I talk to have loved ones who are chronically impaired. Many of them are elderly, frail, mobility impaired, special needs children, and so forth. And all of us can testify how frightening it is to see someone choke. But when you have somebody with special needs and disabilities and so forth choke, it can get real, real gnarly pretty quick. This product, I am so grateful for this. Tell us how you came up with this. Tell the whole story behind it.
Well, it was about 11 years ago now. I was in the hospital just visiting my friend. His mom was having a procedure, and I was just sitting with him, and we were talking, and he pointed across the hospital room in a steel gurney, and he said, you know, last time I was here, there was a 7-year-old on that gurney that had died, that had choked to death. And we were in a hospital, and I have a 7-year-old, and I've experienced sudden trauma, and I said, you know, how could they not get it out? Why didn't they you know, do the procedures. It was a hospital. And he said, no, nothing worked, and the child passed away. And I thought of my daughter and that circumstances that you've experienced, that thought of her choking and back blows and abdominal thrust not working, and kind of looking at her and saying, I got to be able to do something. And it kind of haunted me, and I went back and I Googled things. I said, they got to have something. The problem was everything had a tube, you know, so you had to kind of go inside the person's mouth and fish it out. And I just didn't feel comfortable that in my fear and anxiety and my little girl's life on the line that I would be capable of operating such a piece of equipment. So I set out to make something that was really easy, that is best term would be panic-proof. You know, I came up with a little plunger, reverse-engineered it so it sucked instead of pushed in, can't push the object in, and a face mask. So you just put it on the person, you push it down, and you give it a pull, and creates a suction and removes the item. And over time, you know, it took about 4 years, 4.5 years to add something that was usable and reliable. And then the testing started, and the medical journals and the peer reviews, and we started saving lives. And I was at a cerebral palsy facility, and I was looking, and I said, most of these kids would have no option. You can't get your arms around them. A lot of them couldn't be taken out of the wheelchair. If they were, they would be injured. So it became a priority. Your audience is a priority of ours, because the saying is, no option is not an option. Everyone deserves a chance. And I met a woman whose son had Down syndrome, and she held me and cried on my shoulder, thanking me, because she said that was her biggest fear. Her child was too big. She knew if he choked, there was nothing she could do. And her gratitude really inspired me to keep going for those people who are caregivers or have a disability.
You know, Arthur, when I look back to the times I've had to do this with Gracie, and she didn't have her prosthesis on, and so it's just dead weight. And to get to her, to be able to get her up, and I thought, this is crazy. And when I saw your product, I was just floored. I thought, it's so simple, and yet it's ingenious. I looked at it today when I got it out of the package. And I've got 3 face masks, kind of like they do when you have a CPAP or something like that, and they're all different sizes. Do you recommend what do we do? I have not taken it out of the package or anything else, and I'm leaving it kind of there because I knew I was going to talk to you. Do I just measure it on her face, which mask, and then have that stored and ready to go? But do I leave it inside the plastic, or do I take it out of the plastic? What do I do?
I can hear your gratitude, and that's what I look for. And I'm glad you'll have the peace of mind that you're now equipped to handle things a little better, a little bit of weight off you. But the mask that you got, one of them is a practice mask, with a big circle pink thing on it that says practice. That's so you can play with it a little, get comfortable. You can kind of put it on a counter, pull it down, and get the feel. And that's just for you or if you have a caregiver that takes a shift, that you can show them how to use it. I included that because I want people to be prepared the best they could be. Now, I designed it, and we've had many saves, hundreds, where they never looked at it, never touched it, pulled it out, shoved the mask in it, push-pull, saved the life. But I recommend you play with it. You get comfortable, right? So that's the one mask, is a practice mask. Then you have an adult mask and a child mask. So my guess, your wife would be fine with the adult mask, right? You don't have to put it in, right? Because God forbid you have a child visiting or whatever. So once you've practiced, you're good to go. If God forbid you need it, you shove it in, twist that mask in there, and you'll be fine.
Now, you have another feature of this that really was quite moving, that if we ever have to use it, you'll replace it. For free, for life. Is that did I understand that right?
Absolutely. I did a bunch of things that are in my soul, not in the world of the business community. It'll last forever. It'll cover your entire family. It doesn't expire, and you need to buy another one. We make it right here in the USA, handmade by us. And if you ever use it, we give you a free new one. My goal was to make something well, to make it last forever so you don't have to pick it up 2 years from now. It doesn't work. And that was from my dad, who was an engineer. But we've had seven-year-old light back save a life. So I'm very proud that we made something that lasts forever in a world where both economics and craftsmanship makes you expire every year, so you got to buy a new one. And then, like you said, you ever use it, we'll be honored to give you another one free.
That's extraordinary, Arthur. I've been thinking about this for family members and so forth. I got a brother and his wife, and they have a 34-year-old daughter with cerebral palsy. She's completely immobile. And I know so many people in this world, and I'm excited for them to hear this conversation with you, because it is life-saving. You get into when somebody's choking, you panic anyway.
Yeah.
And then when you try to do the Heimlich maneuver, and it's a wonderful thing. It's been around. It's helped a lot of people. But you can also break somebody's ribs with it. You can really hurt yourself and other people. And if you've got somebody who's too big, you're not thinking clear. And I love what you said. It's panic-proof. In the last couple of minutes we got here, would you just share one or two stories that stand out in your life? I know you had the lady that cried on your shoulder with that. Tell us some others that have just touched your heart on this wonderful invention that you have.
Well, saving our first baby Killian, meant a lot. I got to meet him and hold him and look in his face and know that if we didn't persevere, he wouldn't be here. But our first disability save was a young man named Rhett, cerebral palsy. He was in his van. His mother was driving. Full airway obstruction. He was choking. She pulled over to the side of the road, went back, popped him with a life back, saved his life. And she explained how there's no way that she could have got him out of the van, lowered him down, pulled him out, saved him. And he was also saved a few months later at his facility where he goes, you know, daily for therapy, et cetera. And to see his picture and his smiling face with his, you know, his Knicks jersey on, and knowing that he's alive and that she had the peace of mind and didn't have to live a life with him dying in the back of the van. And what you said is so key that, you know, I want everyone to be trained. I would love everyone to be trained. I would love everyone to be more aware and conscious. But when all else fails, we now have the ability to save these people that may not have had any chance without the life back.
Arthur, that is just extraordinary. What's the best way people can get this device today?
The easiest, best way is lifeback.net. You know, make sure you come to Lifeback. You'll see it was made in the USA, and currently there's about 400 stories that people could read of lives saved that we verified. And, you know, there's information and videos, and really can get comfortable that, you know, it's a good thing, and it will help you, and it will help your peace of mind, too.
Well, that's what you've done for me, Arthur, and that's why I wanted to have you on the program today. You've given me peace of mind, and for a caregiver now of 35 years, peace of mind can be elusive for us as caregivers, and you've given me peace of mind, and you have my gratitude for this. And you've made sure that Gracie's voice will continue to sing for a very long time. And thank you for that, Arthur. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, man, your gratitude means so much. And I'm glad I was helped. And I thank you for sharing and spreading the word.
All righty. This is Peter Rosenberg, Arthur Lee from Lifeback, lifeback.net. Go out and take a look and see if you've got somebody like me who has a mobility impairment and other issues going on. You got to have this in your home. And tell people about it. This is Peter Rosenberger, Hope for the Caregiver. We'll be right back. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. We'll be right back. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
As caregivers, we have so many things that hit us all the time, and we can't always nail these things down by ourselves. Who helps you? What does that look like? I'm Peter Rosenberg, and I want to tell you about a program that I've been a part of now for almost 10 years, and that's Legal Shield. For less than $30 a month, I have access to a full law firm that can handle all kinds of things. If I get a contract put in front of me, if I got a dispute with something, doesn't matter. I've got a full law firm that can help me navigate through all the sticky wickets that we as caregivers have to deal with. Power of attorney, medical power of attorney, a will, every bit of it. As a caregiver, we need someone who advocates for us, and that's why I use Legal Shield. So go to caregiverlegal.com. Look on the left-hand side where it says Legal Shield. Just select it. It turns purple. It says pick a plan. It'll give you some options. If you don't need any of those, don't select them. Check out and be protected starting today. That's caregiverlegal.com.